Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 133 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. So great to be back with you this week. If you have not been to Park City, Utah, you should put it on your list. I don't say should very often, but you should put it on your list. We had a great week. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And we didn't know, you know, it's a little bit like, I think I told you about going in blind to Costa Rica. We kind of went blind into Park City as well. I had a couple different friends who had given me a few places to kind of go and to kind of check out and a little bit about what to expect. But we didn't know that the week we went a year ago, they had basically no snow, zero. So they had to either make snow or you just had to do whatever, right, that didn't involve skiing or sledding or tubing or whatever. And this year, we went right on the brink of, or right on the backside, I guess, of a winter storm. They had like 8 inches of snow. So we had snow everywhere. I said 8 inches. They probably had more like a foot and a half. And in some places, the snow was so deep, it came up to my waist. So it was probably like 4.5, 5 feet up in the upper elevations. But it was amazing. It looked like a true winter wonderland and just really something out of a movie. The downtown is just amazing. It's gorgeous. And I'm sure if you've been there, if at some place you visit often, you're kind of nodding your head and saying, oh yeah, it's about time you've figured this one out. But it is very, very, very cool. And one of the neatest things we did is we snowmobiled. And if you've ever snowmobiled before, or you've kind of seen it on maybe TV or you've seen it on a movie where, you know, they're kind of out in a meadow and they're just like, you know, cruising along at a nice little pace and looking at all nature and whatever. That is not what we did. What we did, I would say, was like extreme snowmobiling, especially when you've never snowmobiled before, right? So my wife and I went and she was on the back of mine, and literally you kind of got they told you to be there 30 minutes early for, you know, safety and how to ride the thing, blah, blah, blah. Well, it was about 2 minutes, and they said, hey, you know, push this button, don't do this, don't do that, and hang on. And basically that's what it was. And thankfully, I've ridden a lot of motorcycles growing up and, you know, ridden a lot of different things, but It was exhilarating. It was very fun, but it was also very intense. I mean, we were flying through kind of this flatland area to start with, in and out of trees. And then literally we went up the side of a mountain, and it was a 2-hour kind of adventure through just beautiful, beautiful country, and the scenery was gorgeous, but it was intense and a lot of fun. But I would encourage you, if you've never ridden a snowmobile, to do that. We also tubed, which was a lot of fun, and just really enjoyed. We didn't ski this time, but we did a lot of, you know, just really neat things, and it was good to, you know, to see. A couple weeks ago we were in Costa Rica, and then on the beach in Costa Rica, and then literally got to go and be in a winter wonderland right here before Christmas. So I would encourage you, if you've never been out to Salt Lake or to Park City, you fly into Salt Lake, it's about a 35-minute drive to Park City, and just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful part of the country. So there's my spiel for Park City, and I wasn't paid for this advertisement, but it is wonderful. So do it sometime when you get the chance. So on that note, I titled this episode Reflection, because we're coming up on the end of 2022, which is kind of hard to believe. And, you know, we've got this podcast, which will come out the 22nd. I'm recording this on the 18th. We're going to be in Kentucky most of this week with my family, and then we'll be back here in Atlanta. And then next week's episode will come out on the 29th, and, you know, the next one will be end of January. It'll be January 5th. So when we think about the word, right, reflection, obviously reflect is in there, and that's the root of the word. And I really want you to take some time and take some stock in what 2022 was all about for you. And as you think about it, I'd love for you to kind of break it down into some categories, right? You break it down into personal development, personal growth, family, work, maybe spirituality for some of you, health. You can break it down into these different areas and take some time to think about kind of how you did compared to how you wanted to do, right? Not compared to somebody else, not compared to what somebody told you you should do, not compared to anything other than what you said to yourself that you wanted to do in 2022, or how you wanted to be in 2022, or how you wanted to react, or where you grew internally. And I think about the year that I had, and specifically that, you know, Natalie and I had, and who knew? I mean, we knew she was sick this time last year. We knew she was coughing a lot, but we had no idea at this juncture that she had a tumor. It was going to be a couple weeks later. And it changed, right, the direction and really a lot of the priorities for 2022, especially for those first 6 months when she's in, you know, intensive chemo, you know, each month. And so for you, was there an event that happened that, you know, you kind of had to pivot, or you had to stop, and you had to pause, and you had to think, or you had some event? Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you started a new job. Maybe you got married. Maybe you got divorced. Maybe you've had issues with a child. Maybe you've had, you know, something that happened in your life that just really kind of threw you for a loop. And you either handled it the way you wanted to handle it, you handled it sort of the way you wanted to handle it, or you didn't, right? I mean, there's really not a whole lot of in between. I mean, maybe there's some things where you're like, you know, I could have done a little better, and there's other things where you're like, man, I killed that. And there's other things where you're like, boy, I just wasn't very good. And in those areas where it just wasn't very good, or you didn't measure up to your own standard, those are some of the things to look at as you begin to think about 2023. And we'll talk about that in the next episode. But for right now, I really want you to take some time and take stock in 2022, because most of us don't really do that, right? Most of us just kind of go from day to day to day, then we move on to the next thing, we move on to the next week, we move on to the next month, we move on to the next year, and we don't take time to look back, and we don't take time to take stock, and we don't take time to pat ourselves on the back for the things we did really well. Some of you need to hear that. Some of you did some things really well this year. Some of you overcame some obstacles this year. Some of you grew tremendously this year. Some of you moved through fear this year. Some of you had some difficult conversations that you've never been able to have before this year. Some of you repaired relationships. Some of you grew relationships. Some of you grew the relationship with yourself more than you've ever done in your life. And you need to take some time to reflect on that and give yourself some credit. In the same token, take some time to reflect on those areas where you don't feel like you did as well as you thought you could, where you didn't feel like you measured up to you. Again, this is not about comparison, and it is certainly not about what someone else told you or tells you you should or shouldn't do. This is about you. Your life is about you. It's not about somebody else. It's not about their belief system. It's not about what they tell you that you should or shouldn't do. It's about you. So as you begin to look at those areas and you begin to craft some things in your mind or maybe on paper for some of you that like to write things down, and you begin to think, all right, where did I not quite hit the mark? I don't want you to judge yourself for it. Don't judge yourself. Allow yourself the space to go, you know what, it's okay. I am on a journey. And on this journey, I am learning each and every day. Maybe some of you have said, hey, I want to start something new and you still haven't done it. It's okay. You still have time, as long as you're breathing, to start something new. You still have time to put yourself in the position that you want to be in, whether it's financially, whether it's relationally, right? Whether it's a certain type of field you want to be in or you want to go in. Maybe you want to begin a coaching career. Maybe you want to begin coaching on the side. Maybe you want to begin just helping people. You have time to do that. And if you didn't do it in 2022 or you didn't do it as well as you wanted to in 2022, that's okay. But notice those areas. Don't judge yourself for them. And then begin to write down, okay, what are some things you can do that will change within you to improve on those areas in 2023. What are some things you can do to help you reach, if you want to call them goals, if you want to say you want to just react differently, if you want to say you want to take more action, if you want to say you want to move through fear, if you need to stop a relationship that you've not been able to get out of, if you need to start a relationship, if you need to repair a relationship, whatever it is, right? This is all about you. So I want you to take some time this week and I want you to really reflect on the things in 2022. Think about each month. Start in January and move through the year and think about all of those things. Think about those things in relation to what you said you were going to do this time last year. Did you do them? We talked about setting some impossible goals or an impossible goal. Did you do that? Did you set it? Did you meet it? Some of you were all about exercise, right, in January and February. Are you still doing that? Are you still eating healthy? Are you still taking care of yourself? Are you still reading the things you need to read? Are you still flooding your mind with good thoughts? Or are you living in that victim mentality that you have desperately wanted to get out of for years and years? And if you are, that's okay. You still have time to reverse that and you still have time to change. But notice it, right? So this week, give yourself credit where credit's due. Don't hold that back because some of you have grown so much this year. And then look at those areas where you're not as happy with as you would like to be and begin to think about how we're going to craft those for 2023 and the things that you need to do or that you want to do to help yourself get in the position that you want to get into regardless of what area it is for next year. All right, so that's my encouragement for you this week. I hope you all have a great Christmas. I'm looking forward to seeing you back here next week. I will see you back here on the 29th. So we will be through Christmas. We'll be right on the cusp of the new year, and we'll talk about what's going to go on in 2023. So you guys have a great week. Take care. I hope you get some rest, and I'll see you back here next Thursday. Reach out if you need me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.